call to order at 6:04 p.m. The Commission on Wages and Salaries of Tacoma. Roll call.
Terry. Ronald.
Here.
Robert.
Here.
Diane. Karen.
Here.
Richard.
Yo.
Joseph.
Josh. Thank you. And we are to review the minutes of
those minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Are the same ones that got emailed to us?
Yeah.
I read them, I didn't print them out though.
Okay, I don't have a problem.
I have
another
copy.
No.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, if it's the same one that I read it last night.
Yeah, I read it too, but I didn't.
Yeah. I move approval of the minutes.
Did you move?
I did.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? The minutes have been approved.
Thank you.
And then meeting now moves into discussion of salaries. Mm-hmm. Opening conversation.
I just wondered if you wanted to share any impressions you have, or kind of what you got out of this additional information.
So, Tisha did an update on the prior data that you had from your original review and the decision that you presented last September. So. That's the, so on your report from September 1st, 2015, on the very back, is the market review mm-hmm. of comparable cities in the form of government, and then the form of government, and then Tampa did an update on that, which is what you received also. So I think, do you want to review some of that? Because I think that if you look at the observations, there's some that haven't changed, and then the ones that have is what Chantra put in yellow is the increase, and then green is the decrease. So there's some that have increased, and then others mm-hmm. that have stayed the same. So, and then you can just cross-reference to Tacoma, which is...
The question I have is, I see an increase in the Tacoma, and I thought last year we had a decrease.
Mm-hmm.
But we voted on a decrease last year.
No, the decrease occurs on 2018, January 1st, 2018.
2018?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's when the contracts were up. We had to make a decision then, or we couldn't change them until 20...
I forget.
It pushed it another 4 years out.
Yeah.
You know, when we were voted on it, we wanted to have them all cycle in at the same time so there wouldn't be a two-tiered system.
Right.
So every council member in 2018 would be paid the same. So that was the idea. It also gave us, if you recall, we were scrambling and gave us time to make adjustments between now and then upward, not downward. But we could make changes, but we had to kind of draw a line in the sand. And so that was the idea, it was 2018. So it doesn't, mm-hmm. it goes down
50%.
2 years.
Yes.
From now.
Yes.
And that means every January there's still an automatic increase that happens.
Until 2018.
Until 2018, and that's why this is reflected that
yeah.
way.
That's not at all how I understood it. Okay.
So one of the things that I missed until the city attorney's office called us is that this commission needs to make a decision. It's on the first on the cover of our report, no later than September 1st of the calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
So any
yes.
changes.
Yes,
so that
yes,
means
yes.
she said if there's going to be any change, it needs to happen at this meeting today.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to just confirm the same, then just leave the vice chair to note as such. And then there's no, otherwise we have to move it as a first reading, second reading of the council, or one reading. So we have to go through that legislative process. So
I have to say, I didn't see a compelling reason to change our earlier recommendation.
No.
I think it works pretty well, to be honest with you. I just don't, there's nothing here. It still keeps us the second highest for given our budget. I
move to confirm our.
I appreciate the additional information.
I do. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It was great.
Some hard work there.
No, I think we're the highest, aren't we, for council manager?
Yeah.
Because of the population. No, Bellevue isn't, but
Bellevue has a smaller budget than they do.
Not
that
much.
Not that much. No, I mean,
$200,000. I thought that would be odd. Or
ours is 1.6, and theirs is 1.4.
It's interesting. Our budget is so much bigger than Spokane.
Mm-hmm. They don't have a utility, and isn't that connected to the entire budget of the city?
So this is the budget for the whole citywide for everything. So.
Yeah. No, it's mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I guess that TPS does make a difference.
Yeah. The utilities make.
Oh, TPU. Yeah,
TPU has a lot of budget.
Yes,
but likewise, they also bring in income.
That's true.
They generate a lot of income.
A lot.
Yes.
But things work well in the city.
But was there anything for you, Joy, or you, Jennifer, that stood out from the information here that you draw your attention to?
I don't think so, because I think the salary, what you concluded before was that our mayor and deputy mayor and city council are paid very high in the market, and I think that's still the same.
Yeah, they're still high, although
that will change in 2018.
Yeah, well, but even with the change, they're still going to be on the high side. But correct. I think that's, I don't know, to ask you that, I still am uncertain about the mayor's salary in this case, but I don't have anything to point to that says it should be different than what we recommended. It's twice as much as the council salary that we recommended.
Yeah.
I don't have a compelling reason. I mean, you get a good mayor and they're worth their weight in gold. You get a crummy mayor and it's a waste of money, so.
Right.
I don't know.
But I mean, even, I don't know, I was kind of snickering at Mr. Bowe's proposal because I run the numbers, and out of 40-hour work week, the man's making over $23 an hour. I do understand his salary. Salary jobs, you know, there's a reason why it's a salary job, because sometimes you work more, sometimes you work less.
Yeah.
And I can totally relate with that, and I totally relate with, you know, having to balance your work schedule with your family life and trying to have an outside world, because, I mean, I'm at, you know, 80 hours a week, so, you know, roughly on most occasions, and it just, I mean, that's the real world.
Yeah.
There isn't. I mean, I don't think people should think that, oh, well, I should be able to, you know, go and work for only a couple hours a day and then go spend the rest of the time doing whatever. I mean, a job is a job. It needs to get done. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as I don't see, as long as they're not putting in, you know, a horrid number of hours per year, mm-hmm. So what if your hourly rate goes down to $12 an hour on said day.
Yeah.
Because you had to work 18 instead of, you know.
So it ebbs and flows, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you really got to look at it, break down in that, and then also the extra perks. I mean, you know, it's kind of nice when you never have to pay out of pocket for certain things. So I still say that that's pretty generous.
Also, when you look at the form of government, it's very different when it's a mayor-council form of government.
Yes.
Because they're in charge of everything. But here, it's the council-city manager form of government. So TC Broadnax has the day-to-day, every day.
Mm-hmm. It's a very different.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah. Although, it's just a different beast. Having worked in both, it's just the mayor's role is just so different in a council manager city versus a strong mayor. Plus, you have, if I recall, I apologize. How does it work with the TPU?
The TPU reports to their TPU board,
right?
And the board's appointed by the mayor and the city council.
Okay, so the board reports to the council,
right?
But they're the ones basically hiring
the TPU director.
TPU director, and the
And the TPU director does not report to the city manager.
They're
seen as not really comparable. It's a department. TPU is a department of the city, but they don't report up to the city manager.
Okay.
So it's very unusual,
yeah.
Especially for me as a central service department.
I was going to say that. I imagine that causes tensions occasionally.
Yeah, sometimes. Because they want to do something different and say, no, we're one city,
What kind of crazy design is that? Jeez.
It is a little unusual.
Well, anyway. Mm-hmm. Who are we to question?
The city charter review.
Yeah.
Kept it that way, yeah. Right.
I think it's a check and balance, maybe, so that way one person doesn't have all the chips in the basket.
That probably makes sense. Mm-hmm. Good point.
It would be interesting if you're going to confirm that. I think the reason they want to know is because people will start preparing for their campaigning.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because of the, when you look at the, who's coming off, so end of next year, end of 2017 is when the mayor's term ends. Lauren Mello, Anders Ibsen, Robert Toms. These blockers, you actually have the mayor and four council members whose terms end at the end of December. And I don't know if we gave you that, I don't think.
Oh, I haven't. That's what it is, yeah.
But I can certainly share that with you.
So what's the form of, you need a motion, or is it just Ron saying, sticking with what we said?
I think a motion would be good, but then we just need some follow-up, right? Just so that it's officially in the record.
Yeah, so the council members would just need like a courtesy letter stating that the board or the our commission decided to stay with what was decided on last year. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it. You don't have to present anything. I'll just go ahead and give that notice to our legal department, and then they can go ahead and move forward and present that over to our council members.
We don't get to on TV.
I mean, you're right.
You certainly can. Like,
oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Photo op.
Whatever floats your boat, right?
Yeah,
I got more confidence than I did last year. So the motion, go ahead.
I was going to say, as far as, like, perks go and everything, I mean, I don't see any reason to change it because I haven't been given any extra information as far as, you know, what all... basically we were paying for.
Remember you did your survey last year,
yes.
Too?
Correct. And if you recall, they get health benefits, that's correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Which is a nice, yeah. Very, very nice benefit.
Yes.
And it's full benefits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. I think it's, yeah.
I think it's...
Okay, so yeah. I move that we confirm our recommendation from 2015.
The motion on the floor is to confirm the recommendation.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Let the record record a confirmation of the decision in 2015 mm-hmm. on the wages and salaries of the city of Tacoma.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Very good. It's very stressful. We said they have to make a decision now. They do. I didn't know that.
I heard it in Chantra's voice.
I was trying to confirm a quorum. I was like, come on, guys. I just need four.
Yeah. So when you popped in, we were very happy to see you.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
More than you realize. Yeah.
But I guess now, Ron, are you going to be creating that courtesy letter?
I'll be happy to do it.
I would love to ask Richard if you
I would be honored to do so. But I think it needs to be signed by
the
Ron.
Chair or the vice. Yeah. Actually, because you're serving as the. Right.
And I'm available at any time prior to Friday. I depart to the beautiful Southern California region.
Oh.
Until the I'm moving my son and grandson back up here. So.
Oh, you're moving them up. Very cool.
So we'll find you. We definitely need to find you.
You'll be at your work.
I'll be at work until Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it'll be a sentence.
A sentence.
Yeah.
And will it be delivered on a Word document within our...
Yeah.
And I'll download, sign...
Yeah, and then scan it.
Scan back?
Send it to your agenda.
Not a problem.
Oh, okay.
That makes it easy.
Instead of having to
I have
physically...
the technology at work for that.
We had just got new copiers, and I didn't know how to do anything.
Brett, what's your email address, Ron?
RonM67@hotmail.com.
Okay. Good. Anyway, I'll take care of it.
Thank you very much.
So when should I expect to receive the document? Thursday, Friday?
Thursday.
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 Perfect.
Try to close the business.
Yeah. Because he's not going to be around.
That's right.
So
yeah. We have to.
I'm flying out at 7 a.m. Friday morning.
That's right.
So,
no, it should be pretty straightforward.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will use it as a learning tool.
Yes.
All right, let's see. We have, what was the open slot for action?
That was if, just in case you guys decided to change your decision, then we'd have to talk about what we'd have to do next.
Oh, I see.
But
since
we're staying with our decision from last year.
Well, public comment seems to be a little quiet today.
A little quiet, yeah, a little bit.
No one's outside the door right now.
I should be there.
Okay.
Quick, you have to straight.
I think it has to do with August. I don't know. I think August is not a...
Yes, summertime.
A lot of people are gone right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, I believe the last item on our menu is a motion to close. All in favor? Second?
I'll make the motion.
Second, but... Okay, this is my last meeting.
We're going to announce that right afterwards.
Oh, you were? Oh, okay. Okay.
I was so disappointed that
we're sad.
Yeah.
So, no, Karen.
Yeah.
No. Is it
okay,
my
so
the meeting is adjourned, 6:21 p.m.
Okay.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so I was going to say.